Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks for jumping on today's podcast. I'm so thrilled that you're part of this and so encouraged. My hope is that today really would be helpful, that today would be that cup of encouragement that you need. And hey, before I jump into today's content, I want to invite you, would you consider joining us this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11? Pastor Chuck and I are going to be tag teaming a message that is all about greatness. It's this idea that there are some people in Scripture that did some amazing, amazing things. And they didn't start out that way, so I don't want to give too much away, but it's going to be a great, great morning as we look at some heroes, some great folks from the Bible. Well, today's devotional comes right out of the church app. It's in the Daily Aha in the Sugar Hill Church app. And today's devotional is written by our own Pastor Neil Strong. If you've never met Pastor Neil, he leads a group at 9:30, and he oversees all of our pastoral care here at our church. And he's just an amazing, amazing guy. You should meet him. But here's the words that he writes for today, and it comes from 3 John chapter 1 and verse 4. It starts out this way. He says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." So here's what Pastor Neil says about the scripture. He says, when David was on his deathbed, he called in his son Solomon. Solomon was going to carry on his reign as king, and here's what David said to him, and it's found in 1 Chronicles 28. He said, "As for you, my son Solomon, know that the God of your father, and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts, and he understands all the intents of our thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever." Like David, we're all leaving a legacy. Our job as parents is to bring our children to Christ by our actions and by our words. The legacy we leave for those that follow will affect generations to come. James Merritt, in his book, What God Wants Every Dad to Know, wrote this: "Fatherhood is more than conceiving, feeding, clothing, educating, and sending children out on their own. Dads have the responsibility of preparing their children for the eternal destiny of meeting God." I agree with that. We're passing on an eternal legacy. Listen to this. The choices of our time are binding in eternity, not just during life on earth, but forever. Having lived over 70 years now on this earth, I've seen a lot of generations. I've seen my grandparents, my parents, mine, my children's, and my grandchildren's generation. And here's what I've seen. Things we do today impact us later in life. Our actions impact our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. You are leaving a legacy. So the question for today is it a godly legacy or an ungodly one? Today, would you consider what you're passing on? Well, thanks, Pastor Neil, so much for that encouraging word to think about the ripple effect of every decision we make. Well, I hope that'll encourage you today. Rachel's about to jump on and tell us about this weekend, but I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.